turn to number 39. Number 39, in his time. In his time.
In his time, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say. In your time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time.
One of my favorite songs, let's turn to number 50, Think About His Love. It's a good day to think about it, don't you think?
Every day.
Think about his love, think about his goodness, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Love.
So much fun to be up here and have everybody up here and hear your voices out there. It's so wonderful. Let's turn to number 65. We bow down. Number 65. This will get us kind of rocking and rolling a little bit.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You were Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be.
You are King of
creation and King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You were King of the heavens before there was time, King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we crown you the king. We bow down and we crown you the king. We bow down and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be.
We bow down
and we worship you, Lord.
We bow down
and we worship you, Lord.
We bow down
and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords you will be.
Let's turn to As the Deer. Number 200. And I'd like to think about Skip this morning and his sister and his family. And let's just sing this song in reverence as we think about who our Savior is, As the Deer.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. Joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Let's prepare our hearts by turning to number 246. Come, let us worship and bow down.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome this beautiful summer morning up here on the mountains. And we welcome our new pastor, Frances, on her second Sunday with us. And welcome to all of our visitors that we have today. If you are a visitor, if you will just raise your hand, you don't have to stand up or anything, but if you will at least raise your hand, then our welcoming committee will know that you are here and they have a little something for you. And so if you notice a visitor sitting beside you, be sure to give them a good welcome this morning. Also, be sure to sign the red books as they come around. And also, we have those blue slips in your pews that for prayers, either celebrations or prayer requests of healing or prayer concerns. So be sure to sign those, fill those out, and they will be collected during the first hymn. I have a couple of announcements. First of all, Cloudcroft United Methodist Church reached 164 people on Facebook page and 119 engagements this week. So that's great. If you haven't liked us on Facebook, be sure to do that. And we'll reach more than 164. All right. So I know that Judy has an announcement, so we'll let her come up.
I'm wearing a couple of hats this morning. The first one is I'm the vice chairman of Women in Ministry. Wanted to let you know that we made about $6,500 at our garage sale. This is for both the men, Methodist men, and for the women in ministry. And those of you who participated, those of you who donated and just helped in any particular way, we appreciate all of your help. Now, my second hat is that of choir director. And this morning, we're having a little women's group for your special music. Next week, it's the men's turn. So any of you who would like to sing in the men's group, we're going to practice at 9:00 next Sunday morning, and then we'll sing during service. So please show up. It'll be fun. Thanks.
Frances, did you have any announcements? Okay. As the announcements are finished, we'll take this time then to center ourselves on why we are here, to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to listen to prelude music.
Thank you.
you, Jan. That was beautiful. Okay, I'm sorry. That's okay.
Our opening hymn is found on page 696. America the Beautiful, please stand as we sing together.
For the Lord. My soul waits, and in God's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. In faith, let us turn to our God, whose love is sure.
Please turn in your faith. We sing book to 2244. People need the Lord.
Trusting you does not always come easy when each day we are faced with the ugliness of the world. We do not believe that love conquers fear. We are not convinced that power comes through weakness. We cannot conceive how you could heal us. Forgive our lack of faith, O God, and renew our trust in you. For we would be disciples of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. If the Lord kept count of all our sins, who could stand? But with God there is forgiveness. God gives us peace.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Time we'll gather our offering.
Speaking the good news.
stand as you're able.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's great to see everyone here. And of course, welcome to our new visitors, and then to those that are from home. I'm so glad you're here. We don't allow to miss any Sundays here. Okay? So let's go through our prayers and concerns for, and I know that I'm going to mess up this name, for Mr. Tackett, the family is grieving the loss of their sister Anne. In your mercy, prayer for healing and recovery from back surgery for Judy. Lord, hear our prayers. Celebration Skip celebrates 35 years of sobriety, July the 30th. Please continue to pray for Skip's sister Linda and family as they prepare for Linda to enter glory. Lord, hear our prayers. Connie's family, as she passed away yesterday after 7 years of battle with cancer. Lord, hear our prayers. A celebration. Thank you, Lord, for your prayers and cards. I will start chemo treatments next week. Lord, hear our prayers, and we praise your name. Put Betty in prayer. She is in hospice now. Lord, hear our prayers. Praise for continued good economy in Cloudcroft. Lord, hear our prayers. And praise for the amount, I guess the total amount now of the rummage sale was $6,500. For all the people that contributed, and for Judy Brossard's needs continued comfort and strength as she approaches surgery and convalescing at home. Lord, hear our prayers. Let me tell you something about me. I worked as director of congregational care at St. Mark's for about 13 years, and they would do this, and I found that there was a lot of information here that really didn't need to go out, because God knows who Judy is, who Tom is, who. So you'll hear me mention the first name, but not the last one, because I believe that sometimes we put too much in here with good intentions, but I'm not sure yet of how much information you want to be given out. God knows who you are and who you're praying for. So if I'm not mentioning the last name, or maybe not giving all the details, it's not because I don't want to, and certainly not because I will not be praying for it. It's just in consideration. I don't know everyone yet, and I don't know how they feel about me just giving the whole story. So if you bear with me, I'll do better. Now it's time for communion. And I have a question. Why do we have this 2263?
Those are the hymns that the people will be singing.
I got it. Okay. Communion is the most important part in our church. We don't only do it to commemorate what Jesus had done for us, but it is a time in which we're actually united in spirit, not physically, but in spirit with Christ, with salvation, with the sacrifice he made for us. So in remembering what the Lord had done for us, on one night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat this. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And now as we come to celebrate communion, let us all come with our heart open to receive it and our souls prepare for this awesome, awesome opportunity to be in spirit one together with Jesus Christ. Communion stewards. This is the body of Christ who was poured out for you. This is the body of Christ who was poured out for you. The body of Christ who was poured out for you. The body of Christ poured out for you. The body of Christ poured out for you. So what do I give you to take upstairs? This one? This is the other loaf. We also have gluten-free. If there's anyone that cannot eat the regular communion bread, and if there are those that prefer to take the wine in their own little cup, if you would let me know, I'll be happy to give you communion this way.
Broken for you, he offered his body. with our hands, right?
Prayer of Illumination. By the power of your Spirit, speak your word to us, O God. Show us who you are and who you are calling us to be. For the sake of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel 1:1a and then 2:8. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Suaphite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah. He had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli were priests. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters, but to Hannah. To Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her. And the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her and irritated her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her until she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you so downhearted?" And then he would say, "Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There is so much to glean from Hannah's story. This is a story that I love, and I could just talk about it for days. But this time I'm just going to focus on one little word. So one of the things that stood out for me as I was reading this again was the words of Elkanah. He tells Hannah, after seeing her so sad, so unhappy with what she had, "Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" See, Hannah had so much going for her. The Bible said he gave her a double portion because he loved her. So the emphasis here is not on the double portion. It's on that he loved her. If you have ever felt unloved, just this word here will make you say, "Hannah girl, what's wrong with you? Where can you get it?" Hannah was not looking at the giver. She had poured out all her energy, all her heart, in what she did not have. But Hannah had a problem. Someone close to her was constantly picking on her, pointing out to her the things she lacks. This became a source of torment for her. You see, Hannah had no children, and at that time of history, a woman that did not have children was considered flawed, and it was her fault. So Hannah's reaction was to cry and don't eat and be in bitterness of soul. She was allowing others to dictate her worth, and with that, dictate her sorrow. Having a child became her idol. It took first place in her life. She wanted it so much that she saw nothing else, not even the great, abundant, unconditional love of her husband. How many times do we fall in this position ourselves? We focus on what we don't have instead of what we do have. We focus on who does not love us instead of who does. We let others that don't have our best interest at heart define our worthiness. We are affected sometimes to a point of paralysis by what other people think of us and say of us. It influences greatly, and it just shines the light more on what we don't have, preventing from seeing what we do have. We let what we don't have but want lead our lives. It takes center stage. That's when it can become, and it does become, your idol. That's when we refuse to hear God's word telling us over and over, isn't my grace sufficient for you? It should be. But we think of nothing else. We pray for nothing else. We try to manipulate situations. We hide inside ourselves because we don't want anyone to see that we're missing what we want. We are the first ones to consider us flawed. How many times does God have to ask us, child, am I not enough for you? Is my unconditional love for you not better than you fill in the blank? You do. At this stage in our lives, you might not be wanting a child. Maybe your grandchildren for a week or so, not more. Yeah. And please, if they have a pause button, we need to find out about it quickly. But we still have those things that we're carrying that we think, well, we have arrived at this age, you know, and I didn't achieve that, and I should have become that. And why? When the grace of God should be sufficient for us. So the Lord says, is my presence in your life, my words, my forgiveness not enough for you? Does my grace for you mean nothing? What do you need to hear so you can lay down your trust at the altar of the Lord? What do you need to trust that he will give you? Maybe not what you want, but he will give you what is best for you at the appointed time, just like he did to Hannah. The story tells us that Hannah went to the temple and laid down her petition at the altar of God. She then got up from her knees and walked out. Yes, there is more to this story. Verse 1:13 says, now Hannah spoke in her heart without a voice. In verse 15 says, I have poured out my soul before the Lord. What had she done this time that was different from the other times that she had gone to the temple and cried and pouted and cried again and left? This time, there were three things that had happened that were different. One, Hannah had placed God first in her life. She cried bitterly and prayed to the Lord. She lay at the altar her wants, her needs to be a mother. She even told God that if you give me a child, I will bring him back to you and he will serve you all the days of his life. Hannah was willing to love her child from a distance. Can you imagine letting go of your 7-8-year-old just to see him once a year? Just hand him over to someone that was not even able to guide his own two sons. He was going to guide hers. The other thing that happened was that Hannah walked out of the temple with peace in her heart. It said that she had laid down her petition at the altar of the Lord. So when we do that, when we lay it down, we receive peace instead. I wish I could tell you when you do that, you're going to receive what you want, but that is not so. What you're going to receive is peace, peace to wait, peace to trust. And that's exactly what she received. She received peace. She had answered the question that I believe God asks of all of us when we're praying for what seems to be impossible and when the healing doesn't come. Am I not better to you, my child, than, again, you fill in the blank? Only you can do this part. Only you know what is first in your heart and your mind. One of God's greatest gifts to me has been not to give me every desire that I have had, my every want. Notice that I said, give me. I did not say, hear me. Because I know that just because I don't get it doesn't mean that he didn't hear me. Many things could be in that period of silence, but I truly believe that God hears me. And in that, I find peace to wait. I trust him. I trust his grace and his love for me. And I do that because I truly believe that our God is enough. And then at the appointed time, Hannah gave birth to the child she so desperately wanted. But before God gave her that child and the others that came after, she had to put God first. And so do we. God's presence, Jesus dying on the cross for us, God's unconditional love, the love that never dies regardless of how flawed we are, the love that surpasses all understanding, that love has to come first. It has to come before what you think you need, before what you think you should get, before what you think you deserve to get. It has to come before everything. And you truly have to lay it down at the altar of the Lord. It is the love that surpasses all understanding that will guide you into the peace that you need to have for the waiting period. It has to be enough for you. This week in our quiet time, let's ask the Holy Spirit to show us if there's anything in our lives that we have before God. And if there is, let us work at bringing God to the front of the line. There is no judgment in having allowed things to get in our way. But once we hear a warning, once we hear a word that says, hey, examine yourself, make sure that there's nobody in front of me. If you're stuck on a prayer that is not being answered, the first thing that I would recommend is look what's in front of you. Who's first on the line? Who do you value more? You'll find many times that you have God on second or third place. And until you put him first in your life, faith is not gonna bring you to the point of accepting what his perfect will for you is. So after all, the God that we know and love, the God that loves us unconditionally, the God that constantly tells you, my grace is sufficient for you, you need nothing else. You think you need this doctor, you think you need this house, you think you need this account, you think you need that, you think you need this person in your life, out of your life, children, church, the grace of God is truly sufficient for us. Hard to understand when we're going through the grieving process and we're lacking things that we feel we need. But if we can lay all that down and allow God's grace to be sufficient for us through this trial, through this moment, the peace that surpasses all understanding will come on us, Lord, and we will be able to put God first. And we do that because our God is more than enough. Let us pray. Loving Father, we want our hearts to be completely free to love you first. Give us a heart free of self-preoccupation, that all that we know and love will be in Christ Jesus, that we will be able to see Christ in every person we meet. Give us a heart brimming with joy and peace that remains firmly rooted in you, no matter our circumstances, Lord, firmly rooted in you. Give us a heart in which you reign before all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand as we sing together, God Bless America.
This service without myself saying, God bless America, my home, a place that gave me a place to come to, a place to be free, a place to flourish, a place to fail, and a place to flourish again. God bless America. Receive this benediction from the Lord. Go forth knowing what God requires. Go into the world seeking opportunities to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. God bless you all. Amen.
And God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breast. There was a chair right here, and I put it in there.